Aboriginal people in Australia are recognised as one of the oldest living cultures in the world. And before colonisation by the British in 1770, enjoyed better health than most people living in Europe. Today, Aboriginal people experience a range of health issues caused by the ongoing impact of colonisation. Aboriginal people are 2.5 times more likely to experience hospitalisation, up to 13 times more likely to die from coronary heart disease, 7 times more likely to die as a result of diabetes, and 3 times more likely to die from kidney disease. Life expectancy for Aboriginal people in Australia is around 10 to 11 years less than that for non-Aboriginal people. To help you understand why this is the case, this course will take you on a journey through time. From pre-contact with Europeans, to colonisation, to the wars and protest era of the last century, and to the present day. It's 1700. This Aboriginal community, like others at the time, have everything that is needed and live a civilised and healthy life. They have economic security and trade with other communities locally, nationally, and internationally via sophisticated trade routes extending to Indonesia and China. This security is based on their strong belief system of connection with the land. Connection with the land governs and provides for all their needs, including law, relationships, food, division of labour, and health and education. The success of their society is possible because under these laws, there is no ownership of any part of the land. And so, communities may travel widely from season to season, sharing and managing the land in a respectful and sustainable way. It's now 1770 and the first English settlers have arrived. English law is now imposed in Australia. The land is divided up with no consideration for the Aboriginal people, their laws or traditional practices. This community can no longer access the land on which their lives depend. And there is a devastating impact on the Aboriginal culture as a whole. Many Aboriginal people die of disease, many of hunger and malnutrition, and many communities were massacred. Up to 90% of the Aboriginal population die within 100 years. Of all the atrocities, the most deeply felt with long-lasting impact has been the forcible removal of children from their families. Since 1860 and up until 1975, Australian law has sanctioned the removal of many thousands of children from their families in an attempt to assimilate the Aboriginal race into Western culture. These traumatised individuals and their generations of families to follow still bear the consequences on their spiritual, mental and physical health today. It's now wartime in Europe. During the Great Wars, Aboriginal volunteers fought alongside non-Aboriginal men to defend Australia. After the wars, the landscape changed once again in Australia, and the standards of living and opportunities improved for most Australians. However, Aboriginal people still didn't have basic human rights, including the right to vote, equal pay, housing, citizenship, and even the right to be counted in the census. Today, equal rights and opportunities are issues that most Australians would like to see. And while laws and rights have improved, history has shown how policies of imposing solutions has failed repeatedly and tended to greater social disadvantage. Today in Australia, there are many challenges facing healthcare workers in delivering safe and quality healthcare to Aboriginal people. So let's look at a few of these issues and hear from Aboriginal people themselves as to how we can make things work better.